I am in High Tatra, close to the Polish-Slovak border. It's the 3rd of November, a Monday. Despite really beautiful weather, it's super sunny, and I'm actually only wearing my t-shirt. I mean, it's something maybe like 5 degrees, but when you're walking quite fast, it's warm. So despite the super sunny weather, I hardly met anybody going up to Spiglasowy today. Really blissful, so much calm and quiet in the mountains. Very beautiful. Now I'm heading down already as I'm going to Krakow for a Stammtisch held by Sylwia Myszka. An open space Stammtisch, that being a format of a bi-monthly meeting happening on every Monday of every odd month at 7 p.m. in Krakow. It's a place where open space facilitators, but also people interested in open space, former clients, or people who are wondering if open space would be a good solution for a situation they're facing, get a chance to meet and discuss in a very relaxed atmosphere over a drink. And this Stammtisch is happening at the same time as the Berlin Stammtisch that's been held by Michael Panwitz for the last 10 years. And it's not by chance. This is our strategic alignment, as Sylwia Myszka and I are both in Progressive Partners, and she holds the Krakow version, and I'm usually at the Berlin one. We're just happy to be there for all the synchronicities to emerge and give them the space for that. So I'm going to Stammtisch and I'm going to meet another colleague of mine who's coming from the seaside just to share the evening with us, traveling something like 800 kilometers a day earlier than he actually would have to, because we have things to discuss. And this is a really... yeah, this is a really curious dynamic that's happening now. Some year and a half ago, but it seems like a long, long time ago already, so it's curious that it's only shall be a year and a half. Together with our self-organized network of trainers, coaches, and process facilitators here in Poland called Nasza Rzędziownia, we met for the first event that was also taking place with a self-organized mode that was inspired by open space. The major difference between open space and the way how we worked is that there was no team to hold the space. There was no facilitator as such. The open space was opened by us, the organizers, and then we passed it on to the group, not only to live it and discuss the matters of their interest, passion, and responsibility, but also to hold the space and take care that everything functions smoothly and to their best service. We've run our gatherings in this mode ever since, and it develops really nicely how we can engage with the method. Because honestly, the first time we tried it, I have to admit, it was quite a, some would say, courageous, others would say naive step on my part, as I was the only one with any open space experience in the room by that time. So there were no further people to model behavior, to support others with their past experiences and providing questions and explaining how the space works and how to best use it to your benefit. But it worked beautifully. It worked so beautiful, actually, that by the end, when we were going towards action planning, I guess probably the last session before action planning, people started discussing, all right, let us run a school of facilitators of large groups in Poland. We do want to work with self-organization. We do want to work with large groups. How could we do that? And that was quite a busy group. There were many people attending. There was a lot of fire, a lot of urgency in this group. I committed myself to obviously take the program part and taking care of trainers and how to build a logical framework for a facilitator's call. And I was very happy to do that. But one thing I kept reminding the group of is this program, this project, this school needs parents. It needs not a crowd of people who want it to happen, because that's too blurry. It needs one or two people or three people who will say, all right, we've gathered what everybody had to say. We keep you in the loop. And now we're going to coordinate the flow of informations and coordinate our collaboration also on making it actually happen. This did not take place. And we left the meeting, we left the gathering without a decision or without anybody taking the ownership over the project and saying, I'm going to be the person to see it through. I did struggle not to take the ownership as well, because I'm a doer. I just go and do things. And when I see something that makes me feel as passionate as large groups and bringing it to Poland and connecting around that subject, I really wanted that to happen. But luckily, I managed to hold myself back and trust this, that the right moment will come or will not come, if it shall not come, and the right people will be there in place. And this is exactly the dynamics we're having now, and this is the curious one I was referring to a bit earlier. What's happening now is that Sylwia Myszka and Sylwia Lewandowska-Wlediani and myself, three of us, large group geeks and self-organization passionates, were in one company since September last year, so a year and a month now, together in Progressive Partners. And that obviously causes us to have some strategic conversations about what we want Progressive Partners to be on the Polish market, what we want the position of the organization to be, what do we want to be known for, what quality do we want to bring in. And it was last year in November that Sylwia Myszka and myself, we went to Utrecht for a European gathering of open space facilitators, and both became part of a self-organized open space training. Sylwia as a supporting person, myself as a trainer, together with Gerardo de Lusenberger and Andrea Moretti. Long story short, we're going to be running an open space training, a self-organized open space training, this January in Poland. And that alone is a very lovely thing to happen. And it wasn't until later that I realized that a bigger thing is actually taking place. In September this year, Sylwia Myszka and myself, again as an open space team, went to Serbia for this time the global gathering of open space facilitators. What we came back with was an accepted invitation from the global community for us to host the next World Open Space on Open Space in Poland. And that was the second thing, and the bell still didn't ring in my head. But then Lisa Haff emailed me and said, you know what, I would like to come a little bit earlier, and I would like to offer a workshop as a pre-conf. And we engaged in a conversation trying to figure out what would make most sense, what would be most meaningful for the participants of Osonos to have as a pre-con. And this is where I realized, damn it, the School of Large Group Facilitators in Poland is all right with having no parents. It's just happening. It's coming from the world because it senses the energy and the urgency in the field. And it itself just goes like, I'm gonna make myself. You guys just take care of the execution. And this is what we're doing. So we're starting on November 28th with a one-day workshop on visual thinking. And somehow for me, visual thinking really well belongs to working with large groups and working with self-organization, because it's all about participation and inclusion and helping people engage deeper with the knowledge and with the conversations they're having. Then at the end of January, we have the self-organized open space training in Warsaw. On 10th till 13th of September 2015, we will be hosting the World Open Space on Open Space. And as that, until now, we only know of one pre-con workshop, but who knows what's going to happen? So this is a story, I guess, of this, how passion and responsibility, once they show up, sometimes they work their way through in a way that you're familiar with, and you know how to harness them, you know how to help them take shape. And sometimes when there is not sufficient of whatever that's missing, but the passion is there truly, and the urgency of the need is there as well, the world will just find its own way.